Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You know, one of my favorite sentences, and I think it's yours too.
What?
That's not fair.
I hate that sentence.
But there's something that happens. People are going to be not happy with what I'm going to say, but there's something that is kind of unfair, and it's the way Mother's Day is treated and the way Father's Day is treated.
Yeah, it's like night and day. Yeah. And you're a dad. Oh, that's right. You're a dad. And you get screwed every... And it's coming up.
I'm not saying I get screwed. I will say this. Mother's Day is in the middle of... Not in the middle, but it's inside the school year.
Sure.
And so you've got tons of people making sure mom gets like handmade trinkets from the kids and cards and flowers and arts and crafts and lions and tigers and bears and Father's Day landing right in the middle of June when the kids are in summer camp, going to the pool every day, going to Elitch's, doing stuff. And then it's like,
you're right.
There's a mad scramble on Saturday night to try to go find something that your dad, oh, he likes socks or he likes, oh, just go to the liquor store. Right? I mean, I think it's...
You're right. And also, what people forget too, is for Mother's Day, you dads are sending your wives cards for making sure they're getting cards for Mother's Day. And I don't think your wife is probably making sure that the kids are...
She does. My wife does a better job probably than I do.
Oh, okay.
But I just think, like, the week before Mother's Day, 2 weeks before Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You can't swing a dead cat without somebody going, have you gotten flowers yet? Did you get any berries yet? Did you get any chocolate covered this? Did you get any stuffed that? Did you get a robe? Did you buy a spa gift card?
No, you're right. And it's always the last. And then it's the 7-Eleven run. We got to run to 7-Eleven and get dad something.
And I can tell it's from 7-Eleven because it's off brand Vienna sausages in a can. I'm like, I know you didn't. You weren't thinking of me.
You should just go to your kids and go, hey, I'm running to 7-Eleven. You want me to buy own? What do you want me to get on behalf of you?
I should go buy something for myself today and just leave the bill and go, just leave enough cash here for this.
That
I already bought myself.
What you wanted. That makes sense.
If you were a dad right now, what do you think? Because it's weird to ask. Because, you know, when we talk about Mother's Day, women want, like...
to not have their kids.
Isn't that weird?
I think that's awesome. Dads are the opposite, though, I bet.
I do. If I'm genuinely celebrating Father's Day, I would want my kids to be there.
Because they made you a father.
Right.
Right? You kind of have to celebrate that day with them.
I think maybe the first thing I want to do is... Now that you said it the way you said it, I want to remember how I became a father.
Oh.
So let's do that.
Okay, with your wife first, right?
Anybody's listening and they wanted to supply. Yeah, I'd like to do that part right away.
A lot, yeah.
Yes, do that.
Okay.
But I don't want my kids there for that.
Good. On behalf of your children.
Oh, yes. They're going, Steve, tell my dad we don't want to be there either. So I'd like to do that. But other than that, I would spend the day
with the children.
With my kids.
Right.
And at a certain point, like when you moved out from your parents' home, did you do anything for your dad at that point? Or were you done? Like when it became to Father's, you were done, weren't you?
I was done. I didn't need him anymore.
Because the number one thing dads want... He only needed a phone call from you.
Oh, so if I'm not...
If you don't live with your father anymore, 47% of dads were like, as long as I get a phone call from my kids, I'm happy. I don't need... They'd like to spend time with you, but if they can't, a phone call would have made them happy.
That's cool. You know, I think this list is going to be drastically different from a Mother's Day wish list.
It is, because their first thing is time away from the kids. And it's like, but you're not a mom without the... But I get it, because you're... Like, they... This sounds very stereotypical, but women are more involved on average than men.
Absolutely.
So I can see why on the day that you're being celebrated as a mother, you'd want to do everything that was unrelated to being a mother. Like you want to go hit a brunch with mimosas and maybe hit a spa not kids. Number two on the list of what your dad actually wants. I don't want this. I do, but a big steak.
Oh, I get it.
It's one of those that dad wants to be. Yeah, dad wants to be like meat. Celebrated.
Yeah.
38% of men want peace and quiet.
Okay, now we're matching up with the Mother's Day list.
Yeah, we're saying the dudes. This is all starting to like blur some lines. Yeah, I just want to be peaceful. I don't. I want to do something.
Yeah,
I want to do something fun.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to get outside.
You
want to
get loud. You want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to remember how I became a parent. Then I want to do something. Yeah. Watching a baseball game with the family came in at number four. Why would anyone?
Right. Because it's summer. And I think that's baseball.
You know what's weird? I don't want to get off on a tangent, but you know more about sports than I'll ever know. Mm-hmm. How is baseball still a thing? I from what I understand, we're very lucky here in Colorado because people actually still attend Colorado Rockies games. Yeah. But every time I'm flipping through channels, doing my dad thing, you know, got my hand down my pants and my favorite recliner, and they show highlights of baseball games, there's no one there.
Yeah.
But there's people at our games, but not.
Yeah. No, it's
it should be over, right?
It was a national pastime because it was first.
And now it's like
others came along like football and suddenly yeah.
And and they're smart. They put it they strategically put baseball where nothing else is happening. It's
you're
like
right. You're right.
I guess we can watch baseball.
Yes.
A few more things a day. By the way, I hope you're keeping a list and you're not just gonna run out on Saturday night. Next, your dad wants a few beers.
I thought that would be a little bit higher and a few more
it's
than
five.
Just a few. Yeah.
Yeah. It's number five.
Yeah. Is that what do you get plastered before you have to hang with your kids?
Yes. Well, I have to get plastered before I have the relations.
Oh, so. And you got to get numbed out before.
Yeah, so
okay.
That's me. I've got to get numb to make sure my kids don't hear me crying. Next, a cheap practical gift like socks or a tie.
Oh, so you guys don't mind that then? It's endearing then because you expect.
I will say this. If you can tell that your kids bought the socks. Or you can, I don't wear ties almost ever.
Yes, right.
If there's a funeral, that's about the only time I ever.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if I can tell my kids, but if it's just, if they go buy the gold toe socks, what the hell am I going to do with that?
Oh, they buy like the cartoon socks?
Yes,
or
if they buy something
Disney
completely
socks,
silly, you can tell Mia was like, he needs Anna and Elsa's socks. Then I'd be like, okay, those are badass.
Because that's endearing because she did it. Yeah.
If I got Ariel socks, I'd wear them all the time knowing they were from my daughter.
That's cool.
Number seven, a glass of wine. So a couple people
now we're just
come from
that.
The Slacker team here. It's going to get even more for me to watch whatever I want on TV. That's a big one for me.
I thought you all have your own TVs though in your house.
But so I want to spend time with my kids, but I don't want to watch what they're watching.
Okay.
Because it's just like 25 episodes of Gumball in a row and you're just like.
So they'll have to watch what you want to watch.
Yes.
So that's going to be?
Probably something pornographic or.
Okay.
Or violent. I want to watch my wedding night video.
Oh, violence and pornography. Okay.
Two more things. Number nine, a glass of whiskey. So just keeping track, 5, 7, and 9 were all alcohol related.
Beer to wine to whiskey. You're not supposed to mix, but that's okay.
I'm going to do all three of those things. And finally, they want an expensive physical gift. Like an Apple Watch.
Oh, guys, do we want we do want something.
We do want something big and cool.
Okay, what yours? You already have the Fitbit. So what if you would?
Mine is an Apple Watch. I don't need it. I could if you're listening, family.
Okay, here we go.
Get me the new Apple Watch.
Do you have a new Fitbit?
I have the Generation 3. I want to see how much my Fitbit moves when I jump over there and show you that it's an Apple Watch.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.